Your taxes hold the key.
Tax Administration Jamaica, TAJ, is reminding companies and individuals in business, including partners and self-employed persons, that the second installment of $30,000 for the minimum business tax, MBT, as well as third quarter estimated income tax for 2014, are due on September 15. Both of these taxes can be paid online by logging on to jamaicatax-online.gov.jm using a valid credit card. In the event taxpayers are unable to pay online, there's always the option of visiting a tax office to make payments. TAJ encourages early or on-time payments and cautions that late payments will attract the applicable penalties. Remember, registered charities are exempt from paying the minimum business tax. For additional information, contact the TAJ Customer Care Center at 1-888-TAX-HELP. That's 1-888-829-4357 or visit the website jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been Your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
In today's edition of Get the Facts, we take you through the process of obtaining a death certificate. Stay with us for the details. A death certificate is one of the most important legal documents issued by the government. This certificate is the only legal proof that an individual has died in Jamaica. When applying for a death certificate, it's important to classify the death as natural, sudden, or violent.
A death is considered natural if the deceased was known to have a natural illness and die as a result of that particular illness. For a death to be considered natural, the following conditions must be met. 1. The death should not have occurred suddenly or from accidental, violent, or suspicious causes. 2. The deceased was attended to by a medical doctor during his or her illness. And 3. The deceased was seen by the medical doctor within the last 3 months prior to the death. Deaths that occurred under questionable circumstances fall into one of the following categories. Sudden death. This is when an individual who was not known to be ill or under doctor's care unexpectedly dies. Violent death is a death that occurred under violent circumstances.
Marketing and Planning Officer at the Registrar General's Department, Georgia Taylor Lewis. When registering a natural death, a medical certificate of the cause of death issued by a medical doctor should be taken to the Registrar General's Department RGD location. The individual registering the death should also provide the personal particulars of the deceased. These include
the name of the person, which includes the maiden name if they were married, age at last birthday, their occupation, the address of the individual or usual place of residence, the parish of birth for the deceased, and the birth certificate or ID of the deceased.
All sudden, violent, or accidental deaths should be reported to the police.
The police will come to the location where that happened. After that has been done and the body is removed, then a post-mortem examination is done / autopsy. After that step, the third step would be to collect the burial order from the police to bury that loved one. After you collected the burial order, the police will then advise you to come back to the respective police that was dealing with your case for the post-mortem report or Form D. That is after the investigation has been completed. After that is done, the Form D report, that is used to actually effect the registration of the death at the RGD.
Any of the following persons can register death at the RGD.
Relative present at the time of death or in attendance during the last illness. Person present at the time of death or living in the house where the person died. The person causing the body to be buried or any relative residing in the same district.
Marketing and Planning Officer at the RGD, Georgia Taylor Lewis. For further information, visit the RGD's website at rgd.gov.jm or call 749-0550. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
Get the Facts. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.